This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You come into your shop and nothing else is touched except the baby alligators?
According to surveillance, yes.
So, you would know if you were missing a big yellow snake, right? You're not missing anything
else. Right. Yeah, no snakes were touched in the process.
But with your surveillance, though, you didn't get a good picture of the person?
Yeah, I found out my cameras aren't the best.
Surveillance cameras suck. I can't believe it. My phone, you're better off putting your phone up in the corner, you know?
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of helpful people that are willing to help in the future here with camera systems and everything. So I do appreciate that.
Well, that's good. So one of the thoughts that came across my mind, first of all, most people wouldn't know how to take care of a baby alligator.
No.
You don't treat it like a dog. I'm not giving it a bottle, right?
Right. No. No, you feed whole prey animals like rats and everything like that. So a lot of people throw goldfish in there and expect them to grow, and that's not the way it is.
And how long will it take the alligator to outgrow the bathtub?
A bathtub. I mean, generally, if you're feeding properly, they grow a foot a year until they're full grown. I have a 5-year-old that's 5 foot right now. So,
I couldn't imagine where you would be keeping this if you just or three of them, let alone one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're just two of them are just shy of 2 foot, and the other one, is about 3-4 months old. So it's relatively small yet, but it's still almost at least 12-13 inches.
No, and forgive me for not knowing where your shop is exactly located, but where is it?
It's on Oxford Street in Hanover Township.
Okay, I do know where Oxford Street is. So there's other places around that. Somebody had to see something that night, don't you think?
Yeah, I spoke with the majority of the neighbors that would talk to me, and that spoke English anyway. They all said basically their ACs were on and by their heads, and they didn't hear anything.
So, nobody ever wants to hear anything.
Unfortunate, yes.
Yeah, it's better to not know anything than to know, right?
It seems like that's the way. But
unfortunate.
And I would be the first one to help them, so I don't understand it.
It could be an aggravating situation. Could they have carried it out in a carrier or something that nobody would know what was going on? That quiet?
On the video, you can see that they have 3 backpacks. At least 2 backpacks from what I can tell, but it looks like 3. The first individual has 2 in his hand while helping the other individual in. But that first person you can clearly see is a man by the size and everything and the build.
So it was more than one person?
Yeah, there was 2 individuals.
Here's another question. What do you think they want to do with these animals? Like, what would they be selling them? Somebody just texted in. I assume that they're selling them.
I guarantee that they probably took them to New York or New Jersey very quickly and sold them on the street. They are not legal to own in those states, so therefore they bring high dollars in those kind of areas.
Well, what do people in those areas do with them? These are pretty aggressive animals.
They're American alligators, yes. So they're a novelty item for the majority of people. People think it's cool to own an alligator for some odd reason. But they don't understand all the care. And, I mean, it's a demanding animal. So they eat every single day, sometimes multiple times a day as they're growing. So,
and you're not feeding them any bags of alligator food that you buy at the grocery store.
No. I mean, you can do, like, there's premium diets for crocodilian species, but I mean, I feed whole prey items, and that's the way I've always done stuff. You don't get the specialty diets in the wild, so I stick with how they live in the wild.
And you're not walking into PetSmart buying it anyway?
No. I produce all my own food. Or, I mean, my gators eat moose, they eat elk, they eat bear, they eat venison. They eat very well. They eat before I do.
Now, what do you actually do with these? Because that was the other question that came to mind. Why does a store in Northeast PA even have alligators, but you're not selling them per se?
No. I've never paid for an alligator personally. I would never, and nor do I sell them. That's just an irresponsible animal to sell. It's quick money for a lot of people, but I would never do so. So I take them in as rescues, rehabilitations, or surrenders, and I use them for educational purposes.
So what kind of education? Now, I heard that you were at some event not too long ago that you brought the animals out and the big yellow snake. And what kind of events are these?
So there are a lot of benefits. They're like the National Night Out for the police officers and fire and all the rescues and everything like that. I'm doing merit badges for the Boy Scouts this year. We do nursing homes. We do schools. We do birthday parties. We do anything to get the word out about these animals and change people's minds about them. They're not these creepy, slimy, scaly animals that are out to get you. They do have a heart.
So they're not really okay. Well, I use the word aggressive animals, but they're not.
Right.
You're saying they can be docile too.
So, and we never use a friendly gator. We use tolerable gators. But when it comes to other reptiles, I mean, they're very sociable animals. If you properly socialize them, properly house them, and properly feed them, you have a very rewarding animal. I always put it in perspective. If you don't socialize your children, you get an aggressive child. You get a very standoffish child. So it's one and the same there.
Okay, so you don't, okay. The alligators you were just rehabilitating, you don't bring them out to the edge?
I do, yes. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I do tape their mouths just for liability reasons, but they're handled on a daily basis. So they are very tolerable, and a lot of people are able to hold them, but like my 5-footer, when I take him out, I have people pet him rather than holding him. A lot of people don't know the proper way to handle an alligator, and it can be dangerous just with a tail whip.
I was going to say, because, I mean, somebody's just texting in saying from all the alligator attacks lately, why would we try to, why would you try to have them in a place like that where they could be stolen?
Well, these are captive-bred animals. These were not taken out of the wild. So somebody produced these animals, and some people brought them to me because they were unable to care for them. So they were never in the wild in the beginning.
Okay.
So that's what a lot of people don't understand. They think we take them out of the wild, which quite a few people do and sell wild-caughts. But, I mean, alligators stay with their mothers for the first 18 months to up to 2 years. So you take that animal away from the mother, there's a grieving process, and a lot of them die because of it. So I would never, I don't do wild-caught animals. I do captive bred only. If I don't produce them, I get them from quality people or surrenders or rehabs, stuff like that.
Now, you have on this 5-foot. Are there any, what do you do with them after they get so big?
So I will be building an alligator pond in my backyard with radiant heat and greenhouses and everything like that to properly keep them. I have licensing to keep them longer than 6 foot, which is the legal size in Pennsylvania that residents are allowed to keep them to.
How big are we allowed to keep them to?
Up to 6 foot.
But I can't have it as, I have to have a license to have one though, right?
Not only after 6 foot. Badly. They definitely need to make the laws a little stricter. I agree with that.
I mean, are there a lot of people that own alligators around that I don't know about?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of gators in captivity. Whether they're wild caught or captive bred, I have no idea. But
well, if you have to tape their mouth shut to be safe when you bring them out on mm-hmm. a location, if I had one in my house, am I I'm endangering my other pets, my family, if I have kids?
If you properly keep them, you're not endangering anything, as long as they're escape-proof enclosures and stuff like that. I mean, basking spots and ponds involved. But, I mean, a lot of people don't keep them properly. They throw them in a tub or something stupid, and they're kept at poor temperatures. They need to come out of the water for their plates to properly harden. So a lot of people have no clue. They just throw them in and say, I'm going to feed you goldfish, and here we go.
Oh, well, I wouldn't even begin to want to have an alligator. It seems right. to me like that is a huge expense to try to keep one and do it well and then to care for it. And are they susceptible to diseases that, like, we would even be familiar with, that, like dogs and cats, not the same as a dog or a cat?
No. I mean, a lot of bacterial components, a lot of viruses and fungals and everything like that. I mean, being a veterinary technician of 16 and a half years, I'm aware of all of that, thank goodness. And
I was just going to ask you what your background was that got you into doing the exotic pets.
Right, yeah. I mean, I've been in the veterinary field since I was 13 years old. I'm 30 years old now. Last year, I gave up my veterinary, and it saddens me, but my business was busy, so that's top priority. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I have a biology degree specializing in herpetology. So, I mean, I'm not just a nobody out there promoting these animals. And, I mean, everything is done to code. I would never, ever. And I make my own decisions whether I want to sell alligators and certain tortoises that get large. And, I mean, you have to be a responsible person selling these animals.
Right, and you have to make sure the person that's buying them is mm-hmm. on the up and up.
Like,
you know, are you fairly certain you know who may have taken these animals, or you can't prove anything?
We definitely have a person of interest. I'm working with the police. I put some photos out there yesterday without speaking to the police officers first, so that was my first mistake. But I did take those down in the meantime, but working with the proper authorities.
The person might run. If they know that you know who they are.
I guarantee I will never see these animals again, sadly, and I guarantee that they're already sold and they got their money.
How much would they make?
On the street? I mean, you're looking anywhere from a quick $300 for all three upwards of over $1,000. Depends who's buying these animals. If they had something lined up, I mean, they were in and out of my store, knew what they were doing within 40 seconds.
If they broke in for just $300 to steal those, that they're dumber than we can even imagine.
Oh, this is definitely a stupid individual, and both of them. I mean, but...
All right.
I mean,
the fact that they didn't get caught in the first place is amazing.
Yes.
It just blows my mind. But
especially at 4:45 in the morning. I mean, quite a few people are going to work at that time. People get up. I mean, that's a ballsy time.
I was going to say, that's when people start moving. And Oxford Street is kind of a busy street.
Correct, yes. It's well-traveled.
It's very well-traveled. So I just mm-hmm. can't even imagine people going to factories and stuff like that through that area. And I just can't imagine that nobody saw anything at all. And how?
Well, you can see some cars passing before and after the situation. So I don't know who those vehicles are, obviously. But
of course you can't. So somebody might have seen something, and if you did in that area at 4:45-ish, between 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning,
right.
They can contact the Wilkes-Barre Police Department?
It would be Hanover Township.
Township Police Department.
Yes.
And let them know what you saw. I'm sure they'll keep your name. They won't let
any leads are greatly appreciated.
Somebody just texted in, you're the same guy that rescued the snake in Kingston.
Yeah, that's famous Fred. Yeah. That was a little over 2 years ago, yes.
Yeah, I remember that story. How many animals do you have there now?
At the facility, there's between 400 and 500. But, I mean, I have them between my home and the facility right now. So, I mean, I easily have close to or a little over 1,000 reptiles right now. Most of them are rescues and rehabilitation.
So after you rescue them and you get them rehabilitated, then you make sure they find other good homes?
That's my problem. I get so close to these animals with rehabilitating them and everything that, I mean, I end up keeping them.
And you can't give them up.
Right, yeah.
So, and this is actually a storefront that you have, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, now, if you have a storefront, you should be making some money, though, Cameron.
Right, yes. Well, the animals that come to me for free, if you want to say, that I put money into, I mean, those aren't animals that I want to make money with. And that's not my goal in life, is to make all this money. But the educational shows definitely helped me out greatly. I mean, we have donations for these rescue animals, so that helps pay for some of it. And I appreciate everybody. I mean, I don't care if it's a penny or $100. Anything's appreciated. There's a separate account just for those rescues. But I do breed my own reptiles and sell. I try to keep that at a minimum, though, because there are so many reptiles out there currently.
Right. Some people texting in think that there might be too many alligators out there and that they Correct. Are wild animals and they will kill you. And we are just food to them. So why? And that's why you don't want them to be just in the hands of anybody, though.
Correct, yeah. I mean, I work with a gentleman down in Gettysburg. I mean, we take in surrenders, rescues, rehabilitations all the time. And, I mean, do I need another alligator? No. But will I take it in? I will never say no to an animal in need. If I can't properly care for it, I will find somebody responsible who will.
Okay. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me now.
Right.
All right. Well, Cameron, yeah. I hope that you at least, I mean, if you think that the alligators are long gone, it's heartbreaking that somebody would actually go in and do that and then sell them to, you don't even know who they're selling them to,
right.
And they're not going to get the proper care. So mm-hmm. hopefully at least the people who have done this crime will pay the price. And to your knowledge, they're local people from that live around here?
I don't know. I have no idea who they are. I've never seen them before except on camera footage. And being at educational shows and everything, I have employees that they saw this individual that is the person of interest. So
they might be familiar with the person?
Yeah, I mean, I was speaking to my employee all day yesterday, and she said she cooperated with the police. She helped out greatly.
Well, it had to be somebody that was familiar with your store.
Yes. It was definitely planned out. There was, I mean, to know exactly where to go in the dark in my shop, I mean, and that quickly. Yeah,
alligators.
It was definitely planned.
Oh, they have three there. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much.
And you have a great day. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.